Yabba-dabba do, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dabblish. I am Q, and with me as always, but not for a little, for like two episodes, I've got the Shogun back at it again.
I was out there slaying my enemies in the field, the Japanese field, back in the old days.
Yeah, he was watering fields with blood is what he was doing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, what an interesting few weeks. You know, like there's a lot that's happened. Like a lot has happened. It's just so much. Oh my god. Where do we even start? How about today? Today me waking up to like searching for celebrities and they don't have their check marks and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then going to my Twitter options and seeing Twitter blue, and then I'm like clicking and they're like, oh, you can pay for the check. I'm like, what? That doesn't seem right. It defeats the purpose. Anyone can get it now.
Exactly, baby. Anyone can get it.
And you know what? And the smart thing is, Elon Musk is monetizing Twitter for himself.
Exactly. I think it's a genius move by a guy that just... I think he's just using Twitter to just piss people off. He's like, I'm going to buy this company for $44 billion or something, and then I'm going to just ruin it. Not to make me feel good.
No.
Like for me, there's nothing. Just to make you feel like shit.
He is literally pissing people off because now the big names have to pay for that gold check mark because that's the one that's mega super fucking expensive.
I feel like only companies care about that kind of thing. Everybody's just like, not, they don't even want to see that like check mark on them. It's like a bad sign.
Oh my goodness. Oh, Musk is such an interesting fucking guy, man. I speaking of him, his shuttle exploded mid ascent, apparently.
Didn't go well, it seems.
No, it did not go well at all. Okay, it is what it is. And then, is what it is. And we also got Super Mario breaking records left, right, and center.
Did you see that?
No. Yeah, Mario. I haven't seen that yet. No.
Do you want to see it?
Now I do because I'm curious about why it's breaking all these records, all these like, you know, biggest video game adaptation opening, most you know, whatever made for video game adaptation, animated adaptation of a thing, biggest animated opening, etc., etc. I want to know what this is.
I was talking to somebody about this like a week ago, and I was like, are you gonna? And they're like, no, but I'll bring my two nephews along. And I was like, oh, this is where the money is. This is, people are just bringing kids to this movie. And like,
hey, yeah,
it's not really for me, but I have nieces and nephews and I have kids and shit. It's like a family
way
in there, you know, fives and sixes. It was huge.
Yeah. Families are going there because the kids are playing Nintendo and they've been playing Mario and they're like, oh shit, there's a Mario movie. What the hell? I want to see this.
And apparently the Mario games too as a kid. Mm. Like, it's multi-generation.
Yes. Yeah. So it's, I guess, but I probably will wait until Mario's like on the small screen. I'm gonna go watch John Wick instead. I'm not gonna. It's not even a decision.
John Wick. Let's go, baby.
This is on John Wick. Pay tribute. Pay tribute. Watch it. Watch the man do his thing one more time. It's Mr. Wick. It's good to see you.
What a fantastic franchise. Like, you talk about like a franchise that has like changed the game. It made movies like freaking, what's that franchise that Liam Neeson was doing? Like, it made that movie look stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as Jumper came out, people were like dropping like side by side, and they were like, look at how stupid the action and taking it.
all these cuts, dude. I remember seeing that and I was like, holy shit, there's way too many cuts. Like, every shot is a cut. John Wick is like this fluid, freaking beautiful action sequence, and you're like, dude, oh my god,
gun jitsu, dude. It's just gun jitsu,
dude.
He's holding the gun, he's like, bam, 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 bam. He turns the corner, bam. It's just no waste of movie. He looks, I sound like I'm in love with him, and I really am. He's beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful man. Ah, oh, man, I'm sure it'll be a great movie. I just can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's getting great reviews, like way better for both the franchise, both film and the.
I saw the trailer for The Continental as well. I think, when was that? I just forgot when. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a couple of weeks ago. Interesting.
I like that it's, I guess it makes sense for them to do a prequel than like branching out spin-off thing directly from the current timeline, I suppose.
Yeah, they have another one coming up, don't they? The Ballerina, which is going to take place between something like 3 and 4.
Yeah.
So they have that as well.
And I mean, they do have like a lot of secrets to like explain, because I mean, ever since John Wick came out, they just throw stuff at you, they throw words at you, and they don't even explain what it means, and they keep it moving.
That's one thing that they have, is they have a good world, and they have like good things that they've learned how to do in the world. Like, the way they do their action is very unique and identifiable. Just like, they have so much they can do with that stuff.
And also, speaking of action,
yeah,
that lineup of martial artists in the movie, oh my god, oh my goodness,
the who's who.
It's, oh my, like pick one, you can't, like, what, man, I can't wait to see that movie. But anyway, let me try and think if we're going to get to the main reason why we're actually here or not before. What else happened? Can you think of anything? I don't think I got anything else.
Are we going to talk about the major problem?
Yes.
Talk about the major problem.
Yeah, the disturbance in the force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Major disturbance in the force.
So by that, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking, of course, about the announced adaptation of the Harry Potter novels into a series, with She Who Shall Not Be Named, J.K. Rowling, being producer and is writer as well, I think. I don't know.
I think... Like, that's the only way they can do it, to be fair. I feel like she's one of the most powerful writers in the world. Like, I think all her contracts are like, hey, you come to me when you're doing the shit. You don't get to do
this I didn't think Hollywood would stoop this low. It defeats the purpose. It defeats the purpose. Like, it was so beautiful. Like, for instance, you know, when I'm at work, right, and like, I see this kid, and they're wearing like a Harry Potter T-shirt or some shit, and we start getting into conversation with them. Like, yeah, so you read the books? Like, yeah. And then this one kid told me she was reading the Goblet of Fire. She's like 12 or something. And I'm like, if you watch the movies, she's like, yeah, I wanna finish the books first, then I'm gonna watch the movies with my dad. I'm like, oh, that's really fucking cool. And now he defeats that, because like, imagine in 5 fucking years, and you're talking to some kid, about Harry Potter, and you're like, yeah, so like you read the books, and they're like, yeah, like if you watch the movies, you're like, nah, I'm watching the series. Like, yeah. And also the iconic moments from the movies mean nothing now.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, especially like on the heels of the announcement. Like, I don't know if it was on that day or 2 days before that, about the Moana live action. And then I think this week,
yes,
there's been stuff about the Twilight being turned into a series as well. Which, like,
yeah, I'm like,
what's happening? What?
What's happening? Moana's not even like, it's not even a decade old yet. It's already live action. Come on, y'all. Not to mention how, no offense to like Chloe Bailey, I love her, but like those water scenes, yo, get out of here, man.
Man, that's not her fault. I feel like she's getting, it's like, just keep her name out of
it. No, yeah, whoever is in that VFX team. Oh my god, dude, fuck off, man.
But this is where you see these interesting things. Like, why is this movie being made, man? Like, I don't see them doing anything that makes me feel like this movie should be made. These live action movies, they stink, man. If you think about King Kong, just like,
oh,
like
nothing, dude. I remember watching the movie thinking, what the fuck?
Take it back to Harry Potter. Like, how long has it been? Everybody remembers those films. You just talked about VFX with the Little Mermaid. Like, VFX on Harry Potter is still great.
Oh my, it's amazing. It's amazing. Like, I like to occasionally, even if I'm not watching the full thing, I like to just watch like scenes. Like, for example, I go and watch, the one I normally go to first is Dumbledore versus Voldemort in the Ministry of Magic. And that scene, oh my god, is so fucking beautiful. It's just fantastic. And then I watch that scene in Order of the it's not Order of the Phoenix. If it's not Order of the Phoenix, it's Deathly Hallows Part 1, where Harry Potter and like some other people are flying through London. And that shit is so fucking beautiful, man. They're on the blooms, and I'm like, that shit looks good. Or Sirius Black's house popping out of the freaking tenements, you know?
Like, that film, those films are fine. The performances, the effects. You know, some people have problems with like how it was directed, or the style, or the color, or whatever, the choices from the director. But still, those movies were okay. Like, there's nothing that's screaming like, please redo this. Like, why aren't you like remaking things from like 50 years ago? That seems more. Like, that seems like the point of it.
Right? And I mean, also, I mean, think about the talent that's going to be brought in here. I mean, just the top three, right? The people that are, the kids who are going to play, the kids that are going to grow with this role, because it's going to be 10 years, right? Playing Harry, Ron, and Hermione. How do you even begin to, because you will be compared to them, that's a given. How do you not fuck up? Dude, that's what you're always thinking.
Think about how hard it was for them to find Daniel Radcliffe. They just like found that guy like by accident, because his parents were like,
yeah,
I don't know, like the director saw him in like a play or something, but it was like,
yeah,
he wasn't even auditioning for it. Like, they struggled to find them. They struggled. It took work, blood, sweat, and tears. And now, like, you're going to try and do it again?
Dude. With another kid? And then, let's put the top three aside. Voldemort. Hey, who? Ralph Fiennes. put his soul into that character.
I believe it's Ralph Fiennes. I don't know. I think they say he's got one.
I hope I'm not getting cancelled for this. I honestly, I'm an African. Despite the accent, getting
cancelled in like Scotland or something. I don't know where he's from.
I don't know. The people from that side, from Northern Europe, do not cancel me. I'm from Africa. I don't know these things.
No, you're good, but like I'm here, like they can.
But he's also from Africa originally, but you know, he's here really? Now. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. But anyway,
dude, like, it's just so stupid. And also, let's talk about like the fact that Hogwarts Legacy just did huge numbers.
Yes,
amidst all the J.K. Rowling stuff, that was like huge, like madness, and just a storm of chaos and. Nine like equate the two, and it's like, guys, Ezra Miller's not coming back. He's just in a movie that they have already shot. It's like Loki season 2. Majors has already shot everything. It's just one of those situations right now. If they do choose to recast him, I don't know if they're gonna reshoot Loki season 2. I think it might just be. Have the same situation that Warner Brothers is doing. To be fair, Warner Brothers put the trigger on Ezra a bit quicker because he was on camera choking woman.
Yeah.
They, you know. Warner Brothers has a different tactic.
I mean, in the case of Marvel and Jonathan Majors, I feel like the next few weeks are going to be very crucial. You know, whether something happens that ends up with him, you know, getting acquitted in a few months or whatever, or like if this gets worse, man, Marvel's is gonna be put in a very tough position.
Yeah, there were some reports that like other victims have stepped up and like were with the DA like to assist in the case, so. We don't even know where that's going to go, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, man, it hurts a little because, man, I've been such a Jonathan Majors fan, you know what I mean? From seeing him on Lovecraft, and I'm like, holy shit, who is this dude? Fucking great fucking talent. And then seeing him,
was before Lovecraft. It was called The Last Black Man in San Francisco or something like that. Oof, brother.
Ah.
But it's painful.
Damn, dude. And then seeing him and Creed, of course, man. I remember seeing it. Now it's dangling on a knife edge.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we could be talking about it like the Justin Roiland thing. So he could be, I don't know, found innocent. In
I don't know. I hope he's innocent with at least one air quote down, you know.
I really hope that there was no actual abuse that happened. That's actually the
thing. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Happened.
Like something probably happened to someone there. Just very sad.
Yeah. So nothing happened. But anyway, before we make this anciently long, what's the closer? To close on a lighter note. Today's been 5 years since God of War, and in the morning Santa Monica posted this like video where they collaborated with this dude that makes gaming videos, for them to make them a compilation of God of War 2018. And they did such a fucking brilliant job. And then I go to his page and there's 308 followers, and I'm like, man, that's so cool of Santa Monica. They took a nobody and they were like, dude, we want you to make this video.
Oh, thank God, dude, that's beautiful.
Oh, it's so freaking good. But anyway, on that note,
do that with us, you know.
All right. I mean, I'm right here waiting to make a movie. Thank you. I mean, just take a chance on me. But, you know, just saying.
Take a chance on me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please end this episode, man. I'm starting to sing. We got to end it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Gablis. I've been Quentin. He has been the Shogun. And I say yabba dabba do. Until next time.
Bye. Because HBO's got it.
Everybody's there for the HBO because they know HBO bring that fire. I know. I saw. Speaking of HBO,
Speaking of HBO,
I saw they announced that they're doing a Dunkin' Egg. There's two characters called Dunkin' Egg in this adaptation of George R. R. Martin's novel.
Are they like, are they novels or are they like short stories?
They're like novellas, really.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of excited about it because, you know, people have been excited about it for a while. And it sounds like something the pain of House of the Dragon and Game of Thrones. Like, man, just get in there. Just get your heel punched in the ball. Dude. Hopefully, you know, Dunkin' Egg is just like a really nice fantasy adventure.
it's fun. It shouldn't have pain. You know, it shouldn't have pain if they do it right.
Do it right. Flashback season 8.
I mean, I couldn't get past episode 3 of House of the Dragon, but I guess that's okay. Some people finished it. Some people liked it.
No, it was amazing. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Listen, you're wrong.
I'm wrong. Okay, I'll give it a chance at some point.
You're not wrong. The thing is, with House of, it was such a freaking prequel to The Madness. The whole thing, the whole show is about the Dance of Dragons. And that's where the fire and blood starts, bro. So the whole season is just the talk before we get there. And it was good for that, but people who want the action, season 2 is going to be, my God. By the way, I read what happens in the whole thing for some reason. I kind of spoiled.
Oh.
Because it's the fire and blood, you know, put it out. So it's like, why not? Then I just find out. What I liked about it is, despite knowing what I knew about it, they still nailed it, which is interesting. You know, I was, it's like Last of Us. I knew where it was going, but I was like, oh,
Okay, when you put it like that, it makes a lot more sense.
Well, how did we get here? Blah, 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 blah. Harry Potter, blah, 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 blah. HBO.
Yes. Harry Potter. So 10 years. 10 years is a long time. 10 years, 7 seasons.
Do you think children like TV series?
No. I think children are oblivious because there was this kid who was in the store the other day, and she wanted this thing called Dots Lego, and so Dots Lego partnered up with with whatever Warner Brothers or whatever, and they have Harry Potter themed Dots Lego where you can build like bracelets and fucking pencil holders and shit. And so this kid asks about when the Dots Lego gets discontinued, and I'm like, it's probably June. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, are you a big Harry Potter fan? And the mom's like, yes, she is. She read all the books. I'm like, oh, cool. Then you must be looking forward to the series. And the kid just went quiet. And she looks at her mom, and the mom's like, yeah, a series is a TV show. And she's like, oh. I was like, yeah, no, she definitely doesn't watch that shit. She's probably watching like fucking TikTok or YouTube or some shit.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. It's like, Colton fans, like in my head, I'd like going down. So like, they won't sit down for 10 seasons of a show. Like, that's a dope.
Yeah. The kids of these days, they're the goldfish generation in terms of attention span.
Now, if this was a Disney Plus show, it would make more sense to me, because like I imagine they have the kids, but like when I think of Nat,
oh yeah,
I think of adults, you know. I think of people like
Max definitely is adult as heck, which now begs a very interesting question that just popped up in my head. Do you think that they will go, because I mean the way we read Harry Potter and the way we watched Harry Potter, it went from like lighthearted with a little bit of violence, but lighthearted, and then it kept getting darker the further one read and the further one watched, until eventually it's like, okay, cool, dude, this is dark as fuck right now. Do you think they will go like greedier from the start?
No.
You know, I mean, you can considering how Hogwarts is and the grounds and etc., that place could be way scarier.
I don't see it, man. I think, I mean, there's like little splashes of, you know, scariness in the first one, like the Forbidden Forest and things like that. Like there's of like, oh, what's happening? Yeah, scary shit here. This is weird. And also Harry, you know, going out in the dark alone at night, like unnecessary, bro. That's living your own tea was like that.
That's necessary.
Get back in bed, nigga. Get back in
bed. Oh man, but I don't know, man. Anyone like, that I speak to, bro.
Very like child.
Yeah.
It'll be pulling sure. All the kids. Very nice. Not whole groups. It's like, oh, it's a fairy tale. It's a fairy tale. And then there's like stuff under the tip. It's a fairy tale. It's a fairy tale. You know?
Oh, man. You know what I just thought of? Speaking of them pulling in the kids. You remember I think the Triwizard Tournament is going to be like, each challenge is going to be an episode or like two episodes. I imagine the episode underwater is going to stretch from like, if it's like episode 5, it's gonna start fresh from episode 5 and into like 15 minutes of episode 6. It's gonna be shit like that happen.
I didn't even think about things like that. That seems so. I mean, I know there's some fans online who are saying that it is a good thing that they're doing this, because there's some things that were not explored as richly as they could have been.
Well, no, maybe,
you know.
Well, on that front, I agree with people online. There's some things in the final novel that were never shown. I was like, man, that would be so fucking amazing if they could do some of those things. I guess they're closing out some loops, but it's still unnecessary.
Yeah, I'd say from like Goblet of Fire going up, they slowly started to edge away from certain things. But I never read. Really needed that thing that they didn't include. Like I really needed that. Like I noticed that the meme of the one where Dumbledore said "come" in Goblet of Fire. Did you put your name in? Calm me or not, bro. That's just an interpretation of the moment, whatever. I don't see how that like will change my experience, bro. It's gonna change my mind. Even like this, like Twilight, it's like what are we doing, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
Kristen Stewart, dude, and
Robert Pattinson.
This was Kristen Stewart at her best, yeah. I'm awkward, girl.
This is the thing, right? This is the thing with both adaptations. How do you beat the cast? How do you beat the cast with some young kids that are starting out? I'm sure they'll be talented. Good luck to them. They have a lot of work to do.
It's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough. But this is the future, bro.
This is the future. And I'm over here trying to get shit made. Do you hear me, you bastards? Send me money. Oh man! But anyway, what else? I don't. Oh, wait! I'm trying to think. I think I saw this is something I saw that I'm thinking about right now.
We should really plan.
Yeah, we're winging it here. If I'm being honest, we're winging it.
When I said, should we talk about the major problem? I was talking.
Oh, what is the major problem? Do bring it out since we're here.
Major.
Oh, the major problem. Oh,
maybe we shouldn't.
He got dropped. No, it's too late. We're here. He got dropped by his agent and PR team,
which is not surprising. Like a few weeks, was it a couple weeks now? Mm. A couple weeks ago,
little
text message exchange that like I like man, I've never that was such a bad idea, such a bad idea,
such a terrible idea.
Why did you do that? In the text message, like I'm gonna, it's like she's telling him I'm gonna tell them that it was my fault because I tried to grab your phone. And then now we're like sitting there like, wait, what? She's blaming herself for trying to grab your phone. And then what happened after that? Because that's the part that's not clear. Did you beat her up?
Yeah.
To take your phone?
Because what's that? That's why you beat her up? What's going on, Majors?
And then people online took that as, hey, this is a lady who's exhibiting signs that she has been in a seriously abusive relationship.
Yes. It did not help his case at all.
Dude. No wonder the PR team were like, bye-bye.
They were like, you know what? They're like, nigga, you ain't listening. We said, don't do nothing. You're doing stupid shit. You on your own now.
The best thing is to like, honestly, like,
if you think
you have evidence that will help you, just go.
I think we've said this a few times now. People should do the Ezra Miller. Do the Ezra Miller. Just disappear.
Come on, that just he did not just appear. He went into Hawaii and he went mad.
Yes, but after Hawaii, just disappear.
Did he speak though?
Okay, didn't it? Okay, that's a bad example. Let me,
and I've seen some people online like equate the two, and it's like, guys, Ezra Miller's not coming back. He's just in a movie that they have already shot. It's like Loki season 2. Majors has already shot everything. It's just one of those situations right now. If they do choose to recast him, I don't know if they're gonna reshoot Loki season 2. I think it might just be have the same situation that Warner Brothers is in. To be fair, Warner Brothers pulled the trigger on Ezra a bit quicker because he was on camera. Choking woman.
Yeah.
No. Warner Brothers has a tactic.
I mean, in the case of Marvel and Jonathan Majors, I feel like the next few weeks are going to be very crucial. You know, whether something happens that ends up with him, you know, getting acquitted in a few months or whatever, or like if this gets worse, man, Marvel's is gonna be put in a very tough position.
Yeah, there were some reports that like other victims have stepped up and like, yeah, were with the DA like to assist in the case. So we don't even know where that's going to go, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So man, I feel like, you know, it hurts a little because, man, I've been such a Jonathan Majors fan, you know what I mean? From seeing him on Lovecraft, and I'm like, holy shit, who is this dude? Fucking great fucking talent. And then seeing him,
sorry man, was before Lovecraft, it was called The Last Black Man in San Francisco or something like that. Oof, brother.
Ah.
But it's painful.
Damn, dude. And then seeing him and Creed, of course, man. I remember seeing it. It's what it's dangling on a knife edge.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we could be talking about it like the Justin Roiland thing. So he could be, I don't know, found innocent.
I hope he's innocent with at least one air quote down, you know.
I really hope that there's no actual abuse that happened. That's actually the
thing. Yeah.
That sucks for me.
Yeah.
Like something probably happened to someone there. Just very sad.
Yeah. Yeah. So nothing happened. But anyway, Before we make this anciently long, what's the closer? To close on a lighter note, today's been 5 years since God of War, and in the morning Santa Monica posted this like video where they collaborated with this dude that makes like gaming videos for them to make them a compilation of God of War 2018, and they did such a fucking brilliant job. And then I go to his page and there's like 308 followers, and I'm like, man, that's so cool of Santa Monica. They took like a nobody and they were like, dude, we want you to make this video.
Oh, thank God, dude, that's beautiful.
Oh, this is so freaking good. But anyway, on that note,
do that with us, you know.
All right. I mean, I'm right here waiting to make a movie. Thank you. I mean, just take a chance on me. But, you know, just saying.
Take a chance on me.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen.
Please end this episode, man. I'm starting to sing. We gotta end it.
All right. This has been the Gablis. I've been Quentin, he has been the Shogun. And I say yabba dabba do. Until next time.
Bye.